Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeff White with Jeff White Fitness Solutions. I'm a certified personal trainer and motivational speaker. I'd like to welcome you to my Blog Talk Radio show. It is titled Making a Difference. Now, the purpose of the show is to highlight individuals who encourage us to be the best we can be, either physically, mentally, or spiritually. And we have a great guest tonight. Now, in order to survive in this world, it's important to be mentally strong. And I believe being spiritually, mentally, and physically tough go hand in hand. And now today, in this day and age, it's more important than ever to be strong mentally. There are so many things out there that's going to bring us down if we let it. I mean, just watch the news and you'll see all types of bad things going on around the world. Now, as most of you know, I am a personal trainer. But what you may not know is I'm also a wellness coach. And to be honest, I did not set out to become a wellness coach. I mean, I became one by accident, actually. See, what happened is this. I began to notice a trend when I would train my clients one-on-one. As we worked out, we would also talk a bit. Or should I say, they would vent and I would listen. And they'd talk about things that were stressing them out. Now, at first, I wasn't trying to hear it, have to be honest. I mean, we're supposed to be working out, not talking. But then I noticed that them getting their feelings out was therapeutic for them. Not to mention, this is one of the few times they could talk freely without being interrupted or critiqued or criticized. So I started to look more into it, and then I discovered wellness coaching and how it was focused on working out, but from a mental aspect. So that's when I started to make the connection between mental, physical, and spiritual fitness. And that is what prompted me to write my book, The Three Pillars of Strength, Increasing Your Physical, Mental, and Spiritual Fitness. It's available on Amazon, paperback, Kindle, and in Audible form. And ironically, that book is how I met our guest tonight. So now the book opened up a whole new world for me. I mean, since I wrote the book, I became a freelance writer, and I've written articles for different people and organizations around the world. But let me give you guys an example of what I'm talking about as far as the show tonight. Many of you guys know me, and I do triathlons. And while that is a great form of exercise, I can't run circles around my problems. I can't ride my bike away from my problems. I can't jump into the pool and the chlorine will wash all my problems away. I mean, now, working out is great, and it's a really good way to relieve stress, but eventually I will have to stop working out. I mean, I can't work out 24/7. And when I do stop, my problems will still be there. So while my physical fitness is great, I have to work on my mental fitness as well. And one thing I notice is that many of the things that prevent us from being the best we can be are problems that many of us face around the world. I mean, no matter where you live, no matter your race, your gender, or economic status, we are all a lot more alike than people may think. And I'm talking about dealing with stuff like stress, you know, about our jobs or dealing with money issues, you know, worrying about things we can't control, you know, dealing with anxiety about terrorist attacks and airports and, you know, just crazy things like that. And so many of us will say, why me, when we're going through a difficult time in our lives? But in reality, there are billions of people around the world who are saying the exact same thing. And they're probably even saying it right now. So which brings us to our special guest tonight. And tonight we are going international. And our guest tonight is Genita Collins. And she is from the United Kingdom, and she is calling us live right now. Genita is a life coach and a workshop facilitator. She's also trained as a Reiki. She specializes in emotional freedom technique and is a chakra balancing practitioner. And one of her favorite quotes is from the great Nelson Mandela, and that is, there is no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that is less than the one you are capable of living. So, hey, you got to love a quote like that. So without further ado, I want to welcome Genita Collins to the show. Genita, welcome to the show.
Hello. Hello, Jeffrey. Welcome. I'm so grateful and thankful to be on the show, and welcome. Thank you to all the listeners that is listening to this live.
Oh, love the accent. people. You gotta love that accent. So yes, hello to all our listeners out there in the United Kingdom. Thank you for staying up with us. And I'm in Tampa, Florida, and it is 6:30 p.m. here. So what time is it there?
The time is now 11:35. So it's nearly midnight, but I'm excited and wide awake, really looking forward to connecting with you all.
Perfect. See, I'm so glad you're here with us tonight, and it's really exciting to talk about this topic with someone who's halfway around the world. You know, it's I think we can really talk about different things and how we're so much alike, even though I don't know much about, you know, Europe. I mean, I see what I see on the news, but I don't really know what you guys are thinking and how you guys are feeling.
No, well, like you say, Jeffrey, we're more alike than we are different. And this is it, we suffer from the same kind of stress as, you know, everybody else around the world. I'll just give you some of my background. I worked for a well-known UK bank for 25 years. However, I left that service in 2003. Prior to leaving, I had become very disillusioned with what I was doing, and I was literally dragging myself out of bed every morning and just counting the days until the weekend. And more importantly, my health began to suffer due to the stress that was placed with the job. The emphasis seems to be more on, you know, figures than, you know, actual job satisfaction and, you know, meeting unreasonable targets. And, you know, when it's affecting my health, I knew it was time to get out. And that's what I did do. It was a big decision to make and, you know, also a very stressful one. However, it was made easier because prior to leaving, I started on personal development in a really big way. I began reading books, going to seminars, attending workshops. And this really opened my eyes to the infinite possibilities of what was out there for me, that I didn't have to settle, you know, for a life, you know, where I was unhappy and it wasn't bringing me joy. So I did something about it. And that's the important thing, really taking action and standing up for what you believed in. During my personal development training, I realized that life wasn't about being a victim. You know, life was there to be enjoyed, to create your own reality. The more I read about quantum physics, you know, in particular about the creativeness of thoughts and words that we speak, and I found this knowledge utterly life-changing. So I felt I had no choice, really, but to follow my heart. And that's what I've been doing ever since.
People out there. Yeah, one second. People out there, if you're listening, we're live. You can call us at 1-267-521-0169. That is 1-267-521-0169. Okay, Ginita, go right ahead.
Okay, I don't know if anybody can relate to, you know, stress related to their work. Prior to leaving, the last few weeks of my employment, I was actually off ill. I believe that, you know, I've got so stressed out, my immune system became so low. I had the flu, which I couldn't shift off at all. And I've had periods where I'd faint, you know, while at work. And this was all stress related. So it was a very important and necessary decision for me to make that change. So if it resonates with anyone, you know, who's listening tonight, you know, just pay attention to your body and what the signals that it's giving you. Because our body, you know, talks to us, but we just have to listen. Would you agree with that, Jeffrey?
I would totally agree. And ironically, your story sounds a lot like what I hear here in the States. You know, and
okay.
I can personally attest to that. I started out as a financial advisor. I went to college and got a degree in business. But I did that for a while, and then it didn't quite work out. And so I worked in the back office of a brokerage firm, and I still just wasn't happy. And so then I had to make a decision as to, was this what I wanted to do for the rest of my life? And I just took a giant leap of faith, you know, and I just went out on my own, and I haven't looked back. And, you know, it's important for people to understand that just because your life is going in one direction does not mean it has to stay in that direction. And I think the point here is a lot of people think it's just them going through something. But as you can see, people out there listening, you know, you're thousands of miles away and you're having the exact same symptoms that a lot of people all over the world are having. So, you know, it's not just you out there individually. This is something we all have to deal with. And, you know, but we all can make changes, and we can all change our lives for the better.
Sure, absolutely. It's just taking that first step into the unknown. And, yeah, as you say, take that leap of faith, and doors begin to open for you that you would never have thought possible.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, there's one thing here. That I've noticed, I see a very unsettling trend, and that is we become a pill-popping society. You know, as a life coach and as a wellness coach, we focus on healing yourself from within and not necessarily looking for an outside source to help you and make you feel better. And over here in the States, there's a really big push for things like anxiety medicine, antidepressants, you know, things of that nature. And there are so many, every time you turn on the television, there's a commercial for some type of drug. You know, if you have a headache, here's a pill. You know, upset stomach, here's a pill. And I think that is really hurting people in more ways than they realize. And so do you all have something like that going on over there too?
Yes, it sounds very, very much the same way. A few years now, I noticed when I went to the doctor, I hardly go to the doctor now, but in the years ago when I did go, I would start to say what my symptoms were, and before I had finished explaining what they were, out would come the prescription pad, writing, you know, a prescription for medication. But what I wanted to know was, what is the underlying cause of it? You know, when the doctor writes a prescription, it's just masking what the, you know, what the cause is. And that made me very dissatisfied. And as a result, I turned, you know, for other healing modalities, hence my Reiki healing, chakra balancing, EFT, because I strongly believe that our body heals itself. You know, it's very intelligent. You know, the subconscious mind fashioned all our organs, tissues, muscles, and bones. So if it can do that, why can't it heal ourselves? Why don't we believe that it can heal us? For instance, if we get a cut, we don't have to do anything, you know, give it time, and that heals itself. Our heart, it beats on its own. Our lungs, you know, we take in air. Our kidneys work, you know. it's all with that infinite intelligence. So yeah, I think there's too much dependency on, you know, drugs interference, and we need to go back to natural healing.
Okay, so see, I learned a lot tonight. So we have some of the same issues, you know. It's and like I said before, I don't really know much about, you know, England, United Kingdom, Great Britain. I don't know much about it, so I just find it fascinating that you are dealing with some of the same things that we are, you know. And what I think people have to do is we have to listen to our bodies. We have to find out why are we stressed? Why are we anxious? You know, you can take an antidepressant, but if that doesn't get to the root of why you feel that way, you'll never get better. And you tell me what you think. I honestly think a lot of those medications are not designed to help people get better. They're just to maintain their status, but not necessarily cure them or help them to not have to take it anymore. I think to do that, you have to start looking within yourself. What are you saying?
Yes. I totally agree with you, Jeffrey. The medication is not designed for the cure. It's, you know, it's just to prolong the symptoms. But, you know, we keep having to be on medication. For example, a few years ago, I had high blood pressure and I was prescribed medication. And I asked the doctor, how long do I need to take this? He says, it will be for life. And I just thought to myself, no, it will not be for life, you know. So then I became proactive in, you know, finding out as much as I can. For example, what foods are best for me. I cut out salt. And, you know, I changed my diet radically because I never want to become dependent on medication. And I feel that is the right approach.
I agree. Yeah, I totally agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Diet is key. And I don't think diet gets the attention it truly deserves.
No.
The foods we eat, can either help us or hurt us. And so that is very important. So when you're talking to clients, and what type of foods do you suggest that they eat? What do you tell them to avoid?
What do I tell them to avoid? I think that some foods are essentially good for some people and maybe don't agree with others. You know, that there is healthy foods, you know, that everybody should eat. You know, your greens, your fruit, and to me, fish and meat would be in moderation. And it's very important to listen, to pay attention to your body, because certain foods that which might agree with you, Jeffrey, may not agree with me. So it's also, as well as eating healthy foods, be mindful of, you know, how your body is reacting to certain foods. For instance, if, you know, one after eating a certain kind of food makes you bloated or hyperactive or tired, then, you know, pay attention and, you know, reduce the intake of that food or avoid it altogether. So it's eating healthy, but also being mindful what doesn't agree with you, because we are all different.
Very true. Very true. And I do think that there are some foods that people should just avoid in general.
Fried foods, processed food, takeaways. You know, what high fat, hydrated fat, that kind of thing. Certain oils. For last year, I followed alkaline diet, and I was very, I'm very agreeable to that kind of diet. I had more energy. I slept better. Weight just fell off me effortlessly. But I was eating good quality food, what I would call clean foods, and it's the best I've ever felt, following that kind of diet. So for me, that I like an alkaline diet.
This is like really fascinating to me because we are having the same issues. So it's not just here per se. You know, this is something that we're all dealing with. We're all dealing with not eating the right foods or eating foods that don't agree with us or, taking medicines that we may not necessarily need.
Yeah.
So, it's just something that I think everyone needs to be aware of. You know, this is a problem
definitely.
Around the world. Yeah, it's a problem around the world, and we all have to be mindful of what we're eating, how we're feeling, and, what medicines we're taking and why we're taking them.
Yes, yeah. But do you find, Jeffrey, that it's difficult for some people to make that change because they're so set in their ways, and even though it's not doing them any good, they just cannot do it?
Oh, most definitely. I see. Well, first off, people are resistant to change in general. We like things a certain way, and change just disrupts our whole ecosystem. It just changes everything, and then it becomes the unknown, and then sometimes we just are totally lost and confused and really don't know what to do. We have a caller. I'm going to bring on this caller, okay? All right, give me a hold.
Okay, right.
Caller, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, caller. Hi, how are you, sir?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
Doing great, doing great. Yeah, you're on the show with us tonight, making a difference. And how can we help you today? What do you want to talk about?
Well, I heard that Ganita was on.
Oh,
yep,
is that
on.
You, Frankie? Oh, that's my friend, Jeffrey.
Oh, good. Friends are good. Thank you for listening.
Hello, Frankie. Do you have a question for me?
Well, I was just wondering, what is it that gives you the drive to achieve the things you've set out to achieve thus far?
Okay, I would say it's from my childhood, Frankie. Certain experiences that I went through, not being told, not being encouraged. To be the best that I can be, not being told you're good enough, you're amazing, you can do it. I didn't have that encouragement. So for a long time, I grew up believing that I wasn't good enough. So that made me develop low self-esteem and lack confidence. So when I started working on myself and learning lots of different tools and dealt with all the experiences which previously I thought I had dealt with, but really I had just buried them. So it worked so well for me, and I found it life-changing. So I wanted to help others. If I can, bring some joy into somebody else's life and help them believe in themselves, let them know that they are great, and, they don't have to apologize for anything, for who they are. We're all beautiful, and, we all have a place in life.
Right.
So that's what motivates me.
So was there one one event that gave you the catalyst, or was it just a gradual realization that there was something more, something better?
just a gradual realization that there was something better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also that, you know, it's my life, and I want to be the best I can be, and make the rest of my years the best that they can be, and be happy and transcend that to others.
Mm-hmm. So what would you suggest to me as a person that's seeking happiness? What would you suggest as some steps, or maybe one step or two or three steps?
I would say go to a quiet place, have some quiet time, and ask the question, what gives me joy? You know, follow your heart. Don't think, what if? Just do it. It's just one step at a time. That's all you can do. And if you're following your heart, I don't believe that you can go wrong.
Well said. Is
that all right?
Yeah. That's great.
Thank you so much for calling, sir. We really appreciate it.
All righty.
Thank you, Frankie, for those questions.
Good luck. Good luck.
Great
wish
questions.
You all the best. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Have a good
evening.
You know, Anita, you brought up something really important there. And I think there are some things in our lives that we all universally want. And I think
mm-hmm.
that's relationships, faith, self-respect, love, and trust.
Mm-hmm.
I think
yes,
those are just general things that we all want. But unfortunately, it seems like our society has made a turn, and we focus more on money, power, taking
mm-hmm.
advantage of others, and greed.
Mm-hmm.
I think some of our priorities have changed. We need to get back to just the core principles of just, being a human being. And I think as a life coach that we can try to help, stress to people that money is not everything. Yeah, we need money. Let's not sugarcoat it. I can't go into a grocery store and say, hey, my name's Jeff White, and I want
mm-hmm.
that T-bone steak over there, and, that bottle of water, because, I believe in love and faith. That it don't work that way. But, we need money, but let's not let money run our lives. We need it, but we also need love and self-respect more than anything. And money is good, but money will not make you happy. It'll make you feel good. I mean, it will. You get money, buy something nice, it'll make you feel good, but that's a hollow
mm-hmm.
feel good. It's not a
it's just a temporary
feeling.
Yep.
Exactly. Yes. So we have to focus on that and get back to what really makes us happy and healthy at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Jeffrey, what's also important is loving ourselves, which any client that, first make an approach to me, that is one of the take-home thing I will give them to do. Practice in the mirror, telling yourself, I love you, really looking into your eyes and saying those words. Because, often we don't love ourselves. Therefore, if you don't love yourself, how can you love anybody else truly? And also loving yourself, that sets the tone for every relationship in your life. That's where you have to start.
That's the foundation. That's the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Janita,
absolutely.
I hate to say it, but our time is almost up. So
I'm enjoying it so much.
Oh, time went too quick. Yes, I mean, it went too quick. But tell people how they can contact you if they want to hear more from you. Because, first off, I love the accent. I love the accent. And second,
it's a West Yorkshire accent. From the north of England. Yes,
okay.
I would love to connect with any of you who feel moved after listening to this call. I can be contacted on my email, Gunita, Gunita, Benjamin, B benjamin at hotmail.com. I'm available for Skype coaching sessions. Or if you just want to say hello, you were okay, or you were fantastic, that would be great. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. And Jeffrey, thank you so much for inviting me to your radio show. Really enjoyed it.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you, because, you know, the show is about getting people to talk and to, you know, highlight people who inspire others. And so
yes.
I just hope that, you know, someone listening to the show tonight really listen to your story and, you know, realize,
mm-hmm.
hey, it's not just me. You know,
yes.
and
yes.
I have
we're all the same.
You know what? We're all the same. We're all
we
the same.
We are all
yes,
the
ma'am.
Same. So let's unite and love one another.
Unite and love one another. That's a perfect way to end the show. So everyone, this is Jeff White and my fantastic guest, the United Kingdom, Gunita. And so
thank
you guys
you.
So much. Yes, and we will see you again in a couple of weeks.
Okay. Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Perfect. Oh, that was perfect. That was so much fun. Nice job.
Are we off now? Are we off the air?
Yes, we're off. Yeah, but we're off.
Oh, I just loved it, Jeffrey. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that was fantastic. So, yeah, thank you so much. And I know it's midnight, so I'm going to let you go. And I got
uh-huh.
some more work to do myself. My night is just beginning.
Oh, right. Okay. Thank you for this opportunity. Enjoy the rest of your night.
You too. Take care. And I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, Jeffrey. Bye. Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.